Shards by Glim, read by Te Prometo. Morgana fingers the shard of glass, runs the edge of her thumb over the jagged surface, and finds it too easy to imagine the glass blood slick and stained. The change will be swift when it happens, a turn of fortune's wheel between sunset and sunrise, and what she'll lose will be greater than Camelot, greater than Albion itself. It won't be Arthur who will condemn her, and it won't even be Merlin, though her magic will clash with his against the morning sky and send lightning in dangerous arcing patterns over the castle. The change will be swift, and it will be painful, and it will cut sharper than glass against her skin, down deep into her heart. My lady? Morgana looks up to see Gwen's reflection, refracted endlessly in broken glass, each splinter, each shard, a different realm of possibility. Yet there is only one, the blood-stained, heartbroken shard that she still clasps in her hand, that reveals to Morgana the pain that will come of loving too much and losing too swiftly. Get this mirror replaced, Gwen. I've run out of patience for seeing myself in multiple every morning.